Whenever I look around at the world that I find myself in and see what we have today, all of its brokenness and injustice, meanness, and just plain craziness, I have to remind myself of this truth, that as a Christian, as a disciple of Christ, I am in this world, but I'm not of it. And by this world, I don't mean the created world with all of its beauty and majesty and its teeming with life. If any of you had a chance to see the sunrise this morning, it was magnificent. This world I love, and I thank God for it every day. Now, Mary and I, we are national park people. We've only visited a few of them, but we love reading about them and watching videos of them on YouTube. And when I retire someday, hopefully, we're going to visit a lot of them. That's going to be our plan. We're just going to take off and be national park people. The other world is the one we human beings create when we choose to forget and ignore that God is God and we are not, and that we are to live by His ways and not our ways. When we do choose to live by our ways, we get exactly what we have today: deep societal unrest, divisiveness and uncertainty, partisan political bickering and moral posturing, a global COVID pandemic, and as we all saw last week, a violent riot at our nation's capital. And if that was not enough, our lawmakers are wanting to impeach the president for the second time this year. Now, in no way do I mean to lessen the seriousness of what has happened and the discouragement and the pain that many of us feel because of it. 2020 was a very, very difficult year. No doubt about that. For everyone. Even those of us who possess that indomitable faith in Christ and in His Lordship. This is why I believe how critically important it is for us to remember and to take to heart that truth that we are in this world but not of it. Now, in praying what the message of my homily would be today, this is what I believe the Lord wants the message to be. And that's because through it, I believe He wants to comfort us and empower us so that we can continue to join with Him in building up the kingdom of God in this world. So that's what I hope to bring out in these readings today. To begin with, we have to know that being in this world and not of it is not permission for us to escape as much as we'd like to. The thought of escaping to some vacation island somewhere for an extended period of time is very, very tempting, and something I'm sure the Lord understands completely. He too felt the need to get away sometimes, but never to escape. His getting away was spending time in prayerful communion with the Father to regroup, renew, and recharge, so that when He did go back into the world, He could bring the light and the healing of the Father's saving love. This was His mission, and as His disciples, it is our mission too. So for that reason, it is good to remember again that we are in this world, but not of it. And more importantly, to know what this means. It does not mean to escape. In our first reading, the Lord calls Samuel, and with the help of Eli, Samuel eventually hears the Lord and answers him. And for him, that began a deep and intimate relationship with God that would fill him with God's wisdom, the wisdom of Samuel. We've all heard that. At first, Samuel wasn't looking for this relationship with God. He was a faithful Jew, but he just wasn't looking for it. He was okay where he was. But God was looking for this relationship with Samuel. It's what God does because it's who God is. He looks all the time to be in relationship with us so he can share with us his life and his wisdom, something we always need in our lives, but especially in these times today. This is comforting, especially in today's world where there is all kinds of so-called wisdom creating false narratives everywhere. It's also empowering because, like Samuel, as we grow in our relationship with God, he ensures that our lives will not be without effect in this world. Through us, his wisdom will bring healing and restoration where it is needed to us, to our families, to our parish community, and even to our country. In our second reading, St. Paul tells us we are not our own. We have been purchased and at a great price. And so we are now temples of the Holy Spirit where God himself dwells with us. Now, I was in Publix the other day and I saw someone there wearing a t-shirt that kind of said it all right there. It said, "Property of God." Some of y'all may have seen that. That was pretty cool. I got to get that t-shirt. Not that one he was wearing, but thinking I have some pushback on that one. Give me that shirt. But I do want to get one of those shirts for sure. That should give us comfort. Because no matter what happens to us or in the world around us, we belong to God. We are his property. He has made us his own. We don't have to rely on anything other than him. He is our rock and our surety. This also empowers us because it frees us from giving ourselves and our allegiance to any of the false securities out there that we are tempted with, be that a cause, a political party, or a person. Instead, we are able to give ourselves to Jesus Christ, to be that light of hope and true freedom to others. Our gospel today brings it all together, our being in the world but not of it, and being comforted and empowered by the truth. And it begins with Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, the creator and sustainer of the world, coming into this world for the sole purpose of saving it and us. And he begins not by single-handedly imposing it upon us in this world, but by inviting us, his creatures, to join with him in his mission. His plan is to gather to himself a people, all who will say yes to his invitation, and establish with them and in them the eternal and the transcendent kingdom of the Father, his very own body, where God himself will make his home with us. Beginning with two of John's disciples, and then Simon Peter, Andrew's brother, these three and eight of the nine others will together form the foundation of this kingdom of God, a kingdom that is in this world, but not of it. So here's the comfort in that. We are members of this kingdom, God's kingdom. And more than members, we are sons and daughters, brothers and sisters in Christ, members of his body. We live and breathe day in and day out this eternal and transcendent kingdom. And so the empowerment, well, this kingdom is the fulfillment of every desire, longing, and need of the human heart. Find it right there. It is where true unity and peace is found. And when we intentionally live from this kingdom in whatever ways we can, through prayer, which is critically important, service to others, growing in our own knowledge and understanding of this magnificent church, and in our love for Jesus Christ. As we do this, we will be pushing back the darkness, the chaos, the turmoil, the confusion, all with the light of Christ's victory over it. This is what we are of, his victory, which he fills his church, his people with, us. So, if you are anxious, worried, despondent, or angry, I understand. I've been there, still am sometimes. But let's take a step back. Turn off the cable news, for gosh sakes. It's like, really? And just breathe in deeply these words from our Lord. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Amen.